the first few lessons are all about inculcating the love for Allah, increasing the love for Allah, etc. And what happens is, as a person begins to do those different dhikrs, as they begin to increase their time in the masjid, as they begin to follow the sharia, submit to the sunnah, a very, very special state develops in their heart. When that special state develops in their heart, they begin to feel things. They begin to feel, for example, close to Allah. They begin to experience tears coming down their eyes. They begin to experience a shiver going down their spine. And then what happens is they begin to mistake that as the goal. So now the love of those things comes in their heart, right? So now they begin to love the feeling instead of Allah. So then we have two or three more lessons in which we actually train the student to not feel anything. So that we can train them that the goal is not feelings, it's only and only Allah. Meaning it's that subtle of a matter. The training of the heart is that subtle that even the experiences that an individual feels as they approach Allah have to also be recognized, it has to also be recognized that we don't worship those feelings either. That's not the goal either. The only goal is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, how do you increase that within one's heart? So there's three ways, three very simple ways. Number one, you have to detach yourself from dunya. See, basically, the heart is like any other thing in the atmosphere, right? Anything else in the air. There is no such thing as a vacuum. Okay, if I were to take a hose and suck all the air out of this masjid, I wouldn't be able to empty the masjid. If the air that's currently in the masjid was sucked out and thrown into that room, all that would happen is that air would come in from other areas and fill in the masjid, right? So it's the same thing. The heart never exists as a vacuum. Okay? What ends up happening is when you remove one thing, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala automatically comes into the heart. So the only thing that an individual has to do is remove the dunya. Remove their attachments to dunya. Alright? And once that occurs, then automatically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love will begin to fill the heart because the heart is naturally made to love Allah. What actually draws love is various aspects of creation or of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, beauty draws love, right? When something's very beautiful, a person gets attached to it. There might be a car that's really beautifully designed, or there might be a cell phone that looks so beautifully designed. Then people get into it and they start thinking about it, and then they're constantly reflecting on it, right? Why? Because beauty attracts love. Beauty attracts the heart. So in the same way, once an individual begins to remove the connection to the beauty of this world, automatically they're going to be able to see that actually the most beautiful thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? The most beautiful entity is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then automatically that will fill in. Right? What's another thing that attracts love? When somebody reaches a pinnacle of something. Right? For example, there's a basketball player. The basketball player reaches the pinnacle of his sport. Everybody wants to dress like him, walk like him, drive the car that he drives, wear the sunglasses that he wears, right? Wear the clothes that he wears. They start mimicking him. Why? Not because he's something special. The only thing that attracted them was the fact that he's able to take a basketball and shoot it in a hoop in a special way, right? So, again, that's something that the heart gets attracted to. And look at the effect. Once the heart gets attracted to this person, only because of the fact that he's able to throw a ball in a hoop, what ends up happening? All of the limbs become submissive. And that's why Nike and these people spend hundreds of millions of dollars on this. Right? They know that if this guy who can throw this ball in this hoop wears these shoes, the whole country will start wearing the same shoes. Because they know, they've already figured this out, that the limb is submissive to what's in the heart. And people will become attracted to this person because he's reached the pinnacle or the peak of his particular field. So when an individual begins to detach themselves from that type of thing, then they begin to recognize that actually all kamalat, we call those kamalat, right, to reach something to its perfection, all kamalat actually exist in Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually perfect and everything else is imperfect. But it takes an empty heart to be able to perceive that. Right? If we're totally darkened and we've closed our eyes and we're not looking at the most obvious thing, then we're not going to see it. It has to be pointed out. And your heart has to be clean to be able to accept it.